When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
From a fast-filling up Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, Evan and Tiki live from Yankee Stadium until the pregame show in about an hour, 7:25, and then you'll hear it right here on The Fan. Game 4 of the World Series. The New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers, place starting to fill up. It's actually a really pretty night. Earlier this morning when I came over here, it was raining, it was cloudy, it was kind of cold.
I think it's chillier out there than it seems.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It feels like it's gotten warmer over the last couple
Well,
hours.
It does, but the breeze, there's a breeze. So if you're out there, the breeze chills you a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That really depends on where you're sitting sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit in a seat, you don't feel the wind, and it feels great. And so, it feels nice and warm.
Right.
But if you get hit by the wind, you may freeze your temperature.
I think if you are on the right field side, you're probably okay because the breeze looks like it's blowing to left.
Okay.
Still blowing to left. So if you're on the left field side here, on the third base side, you're probably getting, especially up top,
yeah,
you're going to get hit with some wind.
Well, I could tell you this. When this show ends at 7:25, there are two things on the Evan agenda. Number one is to get my scorebook ready. Very important, Tiki. Mm. Haven't done that in the middle of the show. I'm going to wait till the show is over.
I'm getting a beer.
You're getting a beer?
Yes.
You know what I'm getting?
What's that?
Mr. Freaking Softy. What up?
Right. Where was the one we went to? It's down, right?
It's basically behind third base. We're That's where I'm at. I'm finding that
There's one.
One
right here.
I'm a baby.
Mr. Softy machine in the cafeteria.
Really? Oh,
right
I'm,
here.
Going
no,
that, I'm going there. I'm going there
that's cheating.
How is that cheating?
You can't have Mr. Softy from the press area. You got to sit with the people. You got to eat the ice cream with the people. So after this show is over, if you're heading to Yankee Stadium, I'll meet you by the Mr. Softy down the left field line, and let's eat some ice cream together.
I'm a baby.
I don't understand you.
What
you
don't
getting,
you understand?
Are you keeping the hat?
So here's the deal with the hat.
It's got to be a World Series hat.
I'm
going to keep it.
I'm going to eat out of a Yankee hat. That's the rule of eating an ice cream.
All right.
But I will not keep
it. Why not
keep
it? Because if the Yankees lose, every time you use that hat to have ice cream, maybe salsa or somewhere else.
I'm never going to have the ice cream.
You'll be eating the tears of Yankee fans.
While I appreciate
the effort. Look at that. Look at that.
I will be donating that Yankee hat to whoever's near me. I will just say, hey, do you want a Yankee hat? You just have to clean it yourself.
Right, with it's my still, slobber.
It still has the remnants of my saliva and chocolate. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. You're not coming with me, Sean?
I mean, I'm never going to turn down the sprinkles and everything. I will. I just don't understand
Are there
you.
Sprinkles up here?
No, but little hat
oh,
tip
that's
for
weak.
You.
What's that?
They got raspberry sauce.
What?
They don't got raspberry sauce downstairs.
Yeah, but you got to be. See, here's what you don't understand. I'll explain to you. I'm a man of the people. I want to eat the ice cream with the people. I don't want to eat in the press box
it's gonna be
next to Bob Nightingale.
Okay. Tonight?
Have some respect for Bob.
Right. Even though the ticket number is going way down. It was $1,200 yesterday to get in.
The get-in price,
it was $1,200. It's now $580-something.
That's right.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be chaos.
So I want to be in the chaos.
You're going to go be amongst the people.
You're damn right.
Like we saw yesterday after our show.
Yes.
All power to you.
Thank you, Tiki.
Thank you.
You're also the least social person at a game ever. Now you're a man of the people.
Nah, that's not true. That's a very big misnomer.
Sure? Also, you, before all these Met playoff games, my hand warmers, my long johns for this. The wind is whipping, I'm freezing, and you're sitting here in short sleeves going, beautiful night.
I'm very warm right now. I don't know why.
I have a sweatshirt and a vest
I'm
on.
I'm freezing.
Yeah, you guys are soft. I mean, I got my sweatshirt just in case, but I'm feeling very hot. I'm feeling very relaxed. I'm excited to watch good, hard baseball.
Yeah, he's going to be sick for another 2 weeks.
He already is.
Let's go to Dave, who's calling from Dobbs Ferry. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
So, you know, everybody has the pressure on the Yankees, right? So what I would tell them is, you know what? Let's just go out and have fun. Let's take it one inning at a time. Our abilities are what got us here, and you guys have the abilities. You can just see Judge pressing all the time.
I don't know, but you know what, Dave? That works in movies. I don't think that works for high-paid billionaire athletes or millionaire athletes. Like, I don't think the approach can be, Hey, G, let's just have fun. You're in the World Series. You know that. You feel the pressure. You feel the anxiety of the crowd. So it's a nice theory. Let's go out and have fun. But I just don't think it – I don't think it works in Major League Sports. I really don't.
Yeah. I think there's more to it. There's more of a technical execution to it, especially in baseball. And Susan was alluding to this. They're so technical with everything, with the launch angle, the swing path, your stance, like all that stuff. It almost becomes analysis paralysis or whatever it is called. Paralysis by analysis? Yeah. Paralysis by analysis.
Sounds good to me.
I think that's what it is. That's what it feels like sometimes.
I think A-Rod said something very interesting, and if you missed that, you could rewind about an hour or so ago. Alex was on the show. And Alex is a guy who lived the Aaron Judge situation, struggling in the playoffs. And he talked about how much it helped him having a guy like Reggie Jackson around and having the legends to talk to as you're facing adversity. And it doesn't feel like Aaron Judge has that guy.
Well, those guys aren't around.
They're not around. And, like, Reggie doesn't work for the team anymore.
Yeah.
Alex, obviously, I mean, you could hear in the interview, he's distanced from the Yankees.
Yep.
Mostly the Yankees, but obviously the past has a lot to do with it. And...
Yeah, but even Jeter doesn't feel like he's around. Maybe he is. I don't know. Bernie, I mean, he's performing at Barclays Center.
Right? Yeah, he performed opening night, but he's not.
But he's not here.
But what's crazy is the
I thought I saw him down on the field yesterday. I was like, is that Bernie? It's not Bernie.
What's crazy is the pitchers do. Because Clark Schmidt was talking about this yesterday. That, Andy Pettit has been around.
Right,
so the
Andy
pitchers
has
have
been
that
around.
Guy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but for whatever reason, it doesn't feel like those legendary position players around, because one guy who could use it is certainly Aaron Judge. When we come back, more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And Sean Morash is taking desperation measures into his own hands. A way to possibly wake up the ghosts of Yankees past. We'll figure out what the heck he has store coming up next. We welcome you inside Yankee Stadium for a very special WFAN Yankees on Deck with Evan and Tiki, presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. Call 866-OIL-DEAL to lock in a low flat rate today. Sloman's, the difference is human. Now, Sean Morash is a Yankee fan. He will be in the building tonight, and he's requested this time because he believes that the Yankees have some demons to exercise, and he can be a part of the process. So, Sean, I have no idea what you're doing. The floor is yours.
As Tiki and I exited Yankee Stadium last night, we both headed to a similar area where our car was parked, and we shuffled across the old grounds of the old stadium, what is now a park. We ran into Bobby Flay there. And I realized last night after the Yankee loss, I needed to channel both Bobby Flay and those grounds and cook up something from those grounds and channel Yankees' ghosts of past. Yankees' ghosts no longer with us.
Ah.
Hear me, ye champions of the Bronx. Hear me. Yankees legends who live eternal in these walls, in these streets, in the roar of the crowd. We call upon you for tonight. Your beloved Yankees face their darkest hour. Down 3-0. There are one loss left, and we are silenced forever, unless you, the greatest Yankees of all time, return. Cross the street from Macomb's Dam Park, step into our world once more, and lend us your strength. We invoke you now. I have lit the candles here for Yankee legends past.
He does have candles lit.
They are lit.
What those were for.
They are lit to channel the spirits tonight to bring the Yankees an immortal comeback. Babe Ruth, you swung for the fences, and tonight you swing again. Dodgers, beware, for in his hand the bat is still heavy, and I will not rest until the stadium echoes with triumph once more. Lou Gehrig, he was the luckiest man on the face of the earth until death, and tonight he will be the strongest. He brings resilience, courage, and the might of 1,000 innings played. No mountain shall be too high for these Yankees, says Lou Gehrig. Joe DiMaggio, our Yankee Clipper, he once chased perfection in pinstripes, and tonight we must chase it again. He shall return to the outfield, his glove reaching beyond time and history. to bring home glory to our 2024 Yankees. Hum, da-da-hum. Mickey Mantle, he comes from the stars faster than the wind, and tonight he runs the bases like never before. The Dodgers won't see the Mick coming until it's too late. Hum, da-da-hum. Yogi Berra said it ain't over till it's over. He'll say it again. It ain't over. Hum, da-da-hum. We light another candle for Whitey Ford, the chairman of the board. With every pitch, he brings precision and fire. He stands on the mound tonight, and the Dodgers will feel the weight of Yankee history in every pitch. Hum, da-da-hum. Who could forget Reggie Jackson?
What?
Mr. October.
What are you talking about?
I'm channeling the dead Yankees.
He's not dead,
no,
man.
Just let him go. Let him go. He's on a roll. He's on a roll. It's fine.
Reggie's not dead.
It's fine. Just
this
go ahead.
Is the, who am I thinking of? This is the season. His time. He was born for these moments, and tonight he returns to take his place, wielding October magic to send the series back to L.A. Hum.
He might actually be in the building.
And, of course, Thurman Munson, the actual Yankee captain. He's been the heart of the team, and tonight he returns to lead from behind the plate and maybe put some courage in the captain that plays before us tonight. Hum. And finally, George Steinbrenner, the boss, who would have already signed Juan Soto. He built this empire with pride and fury, and tonight he returns to defend it. Yankees, rise with me, for tonight we begin to defy history and make our stand. Come forth, Yankee spirits. Stand beside our team and tell Kevin Millar to move over. There's a new comeback championship team in town. The 2024 Yankees, risen from the dead ghosts of past, will give us a moment we can remember in the Bronx tonight. Hmm, diddy hum.
All rise.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Well done, Sean.
I got to hand it to
well
you.
Well done. Except for the Reggie back. Jackson thing.
He's well on. Yeah.
Reggie.
Messed that one up.
He might be dead to the Yankees, but he's still alive.
I do commend you because desperate times call for desperate
measures. We're desperate.
And Fat Joe tried last night when he tried to bring back the Yankee legends, if you will.
Is there a performance tonight?
No. No performance tonight. That's
I know Ashanti is singing the national anthem.
Ashanti is singing the national anthem. And if I'm not mistaken, Paul O'Neill is throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, to whom?
Probably to just a random Yankee that's currently on the
not
team.
Not A-Rod. How about that for an answer?
Yeah, not A-Rod. Because Jeter last night did a great job. He went to the mound. He threw his strike. And it was perfection. I mean, listen, it wasn't his fault the Yankees then came out and struggled. And not only that, not only did Jeter throw the strike, they actually got a message from President George W. Bush.
No, they didn't.
Where he warned Jeter,
oh, that's
you
amazing.
Better not bounce it.
Right.
They'll
amazing.
Boo ya.
Strategery.
As, of course, President Bush said to Jeter many, many years ago. So, Sean, if things turn around.
No, you mean Jeter said to President Bush many, many years ago.
Yes, Jeter said to Bush many, many years ago.
So much for a presidential story.
I got it backwards.
You can't
I'm
even
sorry.
Get the basics right.
Well, you know what
I knew what you had meant.
Thank you.
It's all good.
If the Yankees turn this thing around, maybe your was what really did
it. Do not mock religion here
right.
in this booth.
The bridge, you just kind of made that up in real time?
I mean, something's got to be done on the fly.
Well, that was good. Lugie accented it perfectly.
Yes. Good job, Sean. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Look, here's the reality. Susan said it earlier when she joined us. We never know when a team is destined to make a comeback. Like, it's easy to say that after the fact. Oh, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this team doesn't reek of one that would be historic. It doesn't reek of a team that would come back from 3-0.
No, it just reeks.
Right. No, I get that. But honestly, what team would reek of
right.
a team?
But you know what she said? Back? She said just one. She said one.
I do agree with that. I said that earlier in the
one
show
game.
As well.
I said two. I said after game five, go back to L.A., and then that's when you start feeling like we can play and beat this team, even though they probably should think that anyways because it's only been a few moments
right.
that's caused them to lose these games. And so you win one, you're definitely feeling it. You win two, especially it's your home crowd, your home stadium, and you go back to L.A., you're really feeling it. Now
yeah.
you're seeing Flaherty again. You've already seen him once. You're seeing Walker Buehler again. You've already seen him one time. This bullpen session is coming up. You'd have seen it, and hopefully you see a lot of these guys. So the later this goes, the more likely it is for the Yankees to find a way, even though I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, no, and I don't think many people are, but all it takes is one. All it takes is one to change the tone very quickly. You are listening to Yankees on Deck with Evan and Tiki, presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Rochester. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
Good.
Not too much. Hey, Tiki, thanks for all the football, brother. I've been a Giant fan since, God, the 60s.
Oh, I appreciate you.
And thanks for all the football.
Thank you, my friend.
And, Evan, I have to tell you, when FAN first came on the air, some days I couldn't wait to hear Mike and the Mad Dog, what they had to say about the game the night before or whatever. And you have become that person for me. So
that's very kind.
I love listening
to you
guys.
That's very nice. We appreciate that, man.
So listen, A-Rod kind of stole my thunder. I've been saying, well, yeah, I don't see the Yankees as a World Series team. I don't know how they made it. They can't hit. They know who can hit, Judge and Soto. And that's it. Everybody else is a 220 hitter. You know, that doesn't win ball games. All you got to do is look at the Dodgers, and that explains it all. The Yankees don't have anybody that can hit behind a runner or you know, drive a runner over. You know, they don't have anybody that can do that.
But, Chris, the Yankees scored more runs than any team in the American League, and it was not particularly close.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, we are waxing so poetic about the L.A. Dodgers, and they do have a great lineup. Their starting pitching leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, but it hasn't come back to bite them.
Not yet.
It hasn't. The Yankees haven't taken advantage of the lesser arms that they're facing.
But they can. So the idea that they're not good enough to win a World Series, to me, I still can't.
Well, at the end of the day, it's like the NCAA tournament. It all becomes a matchup situation, and the Yankees have a favorable matchup, but they're still losing. Right? They're not finding ways to be better than the guys that they're facing. They should be teeing off on some of these guys.
I agree.
I mean, Walker Buehler notwithstanding, because he's supposed to be an elite player, obviously the Tommy John surgeries and his horrible 2024 regular season notwithstanding, I can understand it a little bit. But Flaherty, no. This bullpen game, no. They should be doing damage.
They should just not. And they're capable of it because they scored more runs than any team in the American League.
Yes.
That's my point. Like, I get how it feels so lost right now because their offense has been so bad throughout the playoffs. But their track record is that they should be a lot better than this. And to me, it starts with Aaron Judge. He's their best player, and he's done nothing over the course of this postseason. Jeff's down in Florida. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
Yeah. As a Mets fan, obviously, it didn't surprise me. I was surprised, honestly, that most people said this is a long series. I thought the national teams were just, for, you know, much superior to anybody in the American League, and Yankees had a favorable draw. I just hoping that they could pull out tonight and get the Dodgers and five bet riding on it. But I just think that the Yankees are bullies. They beat up on the bad teams. That's why they score so many runs. And then when they actually get face out competition,
it's tough to me to look at Cleveland and Kansas City and say they're bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell me they're not as good as the L.A. Dodgers? Of course. You want to tell me they're not as good as the Mets or the Padres? Fine. They're not bad teams.
No.
That's the thing I have a very tough time just accepting.
Right. The Guardians won their division. Then, you know, the Royals were hot when it mattered. And so maybe they're not as good as the Mets were or the Padres or obviously not the Dodgers, but they're still good teams, and it doesn't matter if they're good or not. You have to beat whoever you're playing, and the Yankees were, I mean, my only gripe with it was that it allowed them to continue to do what they did in the regular season, which is, we'll be fine. We got this. We're good. We're better than this team on paper, so we're fine. We don't have to worry about it. I'm not panicking about a thing. At this point, if you're not panicking, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you.
Now is the time of any time.
Right.
Rogers in Trenton, New Jersey. Hey, Roger.
Hey, what's going on, Evan?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible because there's a lot of meat on the bone. But I do think the Yankees can come back and get this. And the way that it starts is obviously the bats need to wake up. We need a little bit of resiliency like the 86 Mets had when they just said, I'm not making the final out. We need that for four straight games. But tonight we have a bullpen game. We should be favored to win. That tomorrow you have Gerrit Cole. And then in game 6 and 7, the Mets were able to hit the Dodgers starters a little bit better the second time around.
Right.
So you just hope we can get that.
I think you, by the way, Roger, I think you laid it out perfectly. Now, it's easier said than done because the Yankees could just get shut out tonight and it could all be over. You are facing a bullpen, which means one mistake, one reliever who doesn't have it can do the Dodgers in. That's number one. Then you've got Gerrit Cole on the mound facing a guy that your bats just saw.
Yeah.
Same thing in 6 and 7. So that's how you talk yourself into things turning, because he's right about what the Mets were able to do once they saw a Dodger pitcher a second time.
Right.
It was a very different story.
It was a different story. And it's, you know, we've been arguing this whole show basically about how Gerrit Cole should have at least been considered to be on the mound on short rest today. But if you're, I mean, I know they didn't even talk about it, but if you're Aaron Boone and you had talked about it, you probably would have talked yourself into not pitching him today.
Why?
Because of the bullpen, right? The bullpen game.
But you got to make sure you win.
I understand that, but like at some point, you got to trust your players. You got to trust them to do the damage on a bullpen like they're supposed to do on a bullpen. And if they do, then you have Gerrit Cole pitching in Game 5, and it just takes you another step closer. I'm just trying to explain why you never have this conversation, especially coming into this series where you knew that it's desperation at points. It's a good Dodger team. You need your best hand and all hands on deck almost every game. And Gerrit Cole should have been at least discussed as an option for this game, and it wasn't.
Earlier in the show, I think a guy called in and said, hey, do you think Boone would lose his job if they get swept?
Hmm.
Okay, a couple of things that have resonated in my brain over the last few hours. First of all, A-Rod said if the Yankees get swept, basically it's a disgrace. Isn't that basically what he said?
Yeah, it's one of the worst losses in a series losses in a decade.
Yeah, one of the biggest embarrassments in Yankee history. Yeah. That's what Alex Rodriguez said. That's one guy.
And he's right. But if they get swept, he's not wrong.
I think he represents a lot of Yankee fans who think that, number one. Number two, a lot of Yankee fans look back at Game 1 as what turned this entire series around.
Right.
Now, Susan Waldman didn't rip Boone for the managing, but she did say, I don't think they've recovered from Game 1. To a lot of Yankee fans, the managing in Game 1 was an issue. To me, and you know, Tiki, I've been screaming about this for 2 weeks, Gerrit Cole is a 1-4-7 kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
For that not to be considered, and for the Yankee season to potentially end with Gerrit Cole not pitching a second time in this series, I think Aaron Boone is going to have a very tough time defending himself for what happened in this World
Series. Yeah, that's criminal, because that'll be talked about. I mean, obviously, Game 1 will be talked about ad nauseum, but that will be that will not go away.
That's a tough one to get
past.
It's
remember a real tough one.
The Orioles years ago with Buck as the manager, Buck Showalter, not using Zach Britton, his best reliever in a one-game playoff, because he was saving him for a fictitious save situation that never came.
And
you can't not use your best players as often as humanly possible.
And fans have already had a couple moments this year, whether it's Clay Holmes, whether it's been the Verdugo stuff, like on and on and on, where fans questioned and fans were maybe later proved right. You know what else is going to hurt Aaron Boone? If they lose this series in 4 and he goes down with all these guys, even at a good times, if they start off with a good first hot 2 months from Jason Dominguez next year, what is everybody going to say?
Yeah.
Where was he in the World Series? Why did we never start him?
Yeah.
He basically will chase his mistakes all the way through next year until if they get back to another World Series.
And look, Aaron Judge is going to be chasing his mistakes too. He could have the greatest May and June in the history of baseball, and most Yankee fans will say, well, where the heck was that in the middle of October?
And honestly, nobody will care.
No.
Unless he's winning an MVP again. Okay, save it. Great. Take some days. I want to see you in October do well.
Chris is calling from I apologize. Jason is in Denville. What's up, Jason?
Guys, I love the show. Tiki, you just said something that I just wholeheartedly disagree with. And I see your point, but you had said it's only come down to a couple of moments. And I get your point. It's only come down to a couple of moments.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's been 28 innings that they haven't been hitting. That's not a couple of moments.
Yeah, I know that. But you take away the grand slam. You take away Freddie Freeman's, you know, first inning home run. You take away some of those moments. Then all of a sudden, we're not sitting here saying the Yankees stink. We're saying, yeah, the Yankees are playing on par with the Dodgers, and the Dodgers aren't playing great either. It's just who makes the biggest play in the big moment. And the Dodgers have done that. So, yes, you're right, they haven't hit. But, I mean, the Dodgers, it's not like they're scoring 10 runs.
The Dodgers aren't hitting either.
Right.
That's the little secret, is that they're not hitting. They've just had a few more big hits.
Right. They've had a couple of moments.
From one guy.
Right.
Freddie Freeman.
They've had a couple of moments that has been the difference in this game, or this series. And so he's right about the Yankees. But the same thing could be said about the Dodgers. The difference is the Dodgers have been heroes. If their guys, their stars have been heroes. Our stars have not.
Let's go to Chris on the LIE. What's up, Chris? Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Really enjoy it. Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. What's up, dude?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Just want to say two things here. Number one, the previous Chris who called, he mentioned that, the batting averages are in, like, the 220s. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a New York Yankee and you're not batting at least 250, 260, you shouldn't be on this team, with what these guys are getting paid. That's the short thing that I wanted to address. The second thing, which is kind of like a more radical idea, I want to get your guys' initial reaction to this, is if Judge does not turn it around, whether it be they win tonight or whatever, if they go on to lose and he doesn't have, somewhat of a resurrection in this series, the New York Yankees should take away the captain tag for Aaron Judge going forward. Discuss.
Chris, I understand your anger and frustration.
I love
that. Is essentially a public castration.
Yeah.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, you might as well DFA him.
You may as well trade his ass somewhere else if you're going to take the COA. And by the way, T, get ready for those calls because there will be plenty. You know what? Eat his contract. The guy can't play here. The Padres wanted him a few years ago. Let's go get Michael King back.
So did the Tampa Rays, right?
They did too. Yeah, look, it is frustrating. I get the anger. I get why you blame him the most. He deserves the most blame. But you're not trading him, and you're certainly not going to publicly castrate him by taking the COA. You're listening to Yankees on Deck with Evan and Tiki, presented by Sloman's Home Heating Oil.